When I Think by Robert Creeley. When I think of where I've come from, or even try to measure as any kind of distance those places, all the various people, and all the ways in which I remember them, so that even the skin I touched or was myself fact of inside could see through like a hole in the wall or listen to, it must have been to what was going on in there. Even if I was still too dumb to know anything, when I think of the miles and miles of roads, of meals, of telephone wires even, or even of water poured out in endless streams down streaks of black sky, or the dirt roads washed clean, or myriad salty tears, and suddenly it's spring again, or it was. Even when I think again of all those I treated so poorly, names, places, they're waiting uselessly for me in the rain, and I never came. Was never really there at all, was moving so confusedly, so fast, so driven like a car along some empty highway passing other cars. When I think of things, of what's happened, of what a life is and was, my life, when I wonder what it meant, the sad days passing, the continuing echoing deaths, all the painful belligerent news, and the dogs still waiting to be fed, the closeness of you, sleeping, voices, presences of children, of our own grown children, the shining bright light, the smell of the air just now, each physical moment passing, it's what it always is or ever was, just then, just there. Just passing through. Well, it certainly has made me who I am today. Everything from being involved with Occupy to going through this injury has all made me who I am today. And I'm going to use that in the future to affect even more change. And I look forward to being part of the 99% here in 2012, to being part of IBAW here in 2012. But I'm also maybe looking forward to returning to work part-time and also maybe starting my old life again and see how that goes for me.